94 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. The airline's ready to get slammed as we head into the long Labor Day holiday weekend. American, United, Delta, and Southwest all anticipating record passenger numbers. American expecting 3.8 million alone. And by car, today is expected to be the busiest travel day, peak time in the early afternoon.
Avoid leaving today and Friday during the afternoon and early evening. Mornings are your best bet. If you are heading out today or Friday, that is your best bet for smoother traffic. And good news on gas prices. AAA projects the national average to drop from last year's $3.81. This morning, the national average stands at $3.36. So whether you're flying or driving, plan ahead and stay informed.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. Strong numbers from the federal government on the nation's gross domestic product, growing last quarter at a healthy 3% annual pace, with both personal and business spending up. And Boar's Head deli meat linked to a deadly listeria outbreak. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 activity is running high in parts of Wisconsin. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Haupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations or have been infected before.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and Haupt says it should be effective against the current strains going around. Governor Evers' changes to school spending in the state budget will stand. Dane County Judge Stephen Elke ruled this week the changes Evers made are allowed under state law. Evers used his partial veto to transform spending on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction. He also cut grants for school vouchers and private schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We're counting down the days until school starts. This year, there's a change for Madison middle schoolers. They're starting classes later at 9 a.m. According to the American Psychological Association, later start times mean more sleep, better performance in classes, and improved mental and physical health. With that change, some middle schoolers won't have crossing guards. Granted, some didn't have them before this school year, but according to a report from WKOW, parents found out 2 weeks before classes begin that their students will no longer have crossing guards at schools like Velma B. Hamilton Middle School. Parents are particularly worried about busy intersections, like where Mineral Point meets Sego Road. One parent told the station they see unsafe driving there often, so adding their kids into the mix without the watchful eye of an adult makes them nervous. Important to know here that the crossing guard program is not run through the school district. It's under the umbrella of the Madison Police Department. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 in 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's disappointing to lose A.J. Dillon for the season.
Yeah, it's really discouraging because we had a pretty clear vision for what he could do. And it wasn't just going to be as a runner. I thought the versatility was what I was most excited about.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. And the Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tomorrow night against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy and muggy today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms tonight into tomorrow morning, then clearing by tomorrow afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 80. Much better for the weekend. Sunny, comfortable temperatures right on through Labor Day. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll talk about Jack Smith's new superseding indictment against Donald Trump, and Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joins us. He's now with Civic.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Why were you spooned?
So there had to be some great power. Because you just can't say millions to one, millions to one. I used to say a million to one. It's much more than that because, again, you have to pull down the sign. You have to. It has to be a reason to go right, and I never go right. There's no reason. And not only go right, it's for about an eighth of a second. It's not just right. It's out of all the time that we're on this planet, it's one eighth of a second, right? So I shouldn't be with you.
He makes no sense.
I just think I'm gonna buy it.
That was baby Jesus vomiting blood.
Yes.
But God saved him because something.
Yep.
Okay. I need ice cream for breakfast.
Hey, look who's here. It's Twitter and general rock star of the world.
Yes.
Comedian extraordinaire Noel Castle.
Noel Castle.
Everybody's like, yay, ice cream for breakfast again.
He's from the step.
Noel Castle.
Noel Castle.
We have so much to talk to you about. Oh, hi, ice cream for breakfast. Hi.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for having me.
I mean, we got to start with what a show last week, the DNC. And we were saying, I'm so glad that you social media influencers got so much access. And because we recognize, I've recognized for a long time the power you guys have and how sucky the mainstream media is.
Yeah.
So just,
it was great to see it, and it was just an amazing, inspiring event. I wasn't there in person, but like I felt like I was there vicariously through you and your amazing team, and it was like every pick I saw was somebody I knew, and I was glad they were in the room, because that's, you know, that's what's going to win this election is we the people, right? Yeah. And information sort of airwaves belong to all of us now. It can't just be controlled by a few corporate entities, and that's a good thing for democracy. You know, you have to pick and choose.
Well, I mean, I wasn't aware you weren't there, but because you went to the White House all the time, but I just love that they recognize the power of, you know, of the influencers like you and JoJo from Jurors and Lindy Lee and all our friends, you know, that Brooklyn Dad Defiant we had on yesterday, because the mainstream media has just failed us. What was the headline I read earlier, Jody, about, you know, Trump's new legal difficulties present a challenge for Harris? What? Really?
Exactly. No, and I should have been there. I consider myself part of that team. I slacked a little bit in getting it together, and my partner's never going to forgive me because it feels like missing Woodstock at this point. And I was like, let's just hang out in Sag Harbor, you know? And but, you know, I was thrilled to see it go off the way it did. And I also used to work for Ricky Kirshner, who was the executive producer of the TV portion.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful, too, to see just like an A-team, all hands on deck, all around the DNC with a pitch-perfect presentation, I believe. And,
yeah.
just a wonderful, good feeling, and we need to hold on to it for the next couple of months.
You tweeted, with notable exception of a handful of hosts and pundits, the folks that own mainstream media want Trump to be POTUS much more than they want Vice President Harris to be. Yesterday was a very good example of that. Fortunately, it isn't up to them. It's up to us. Do all you can do and vote blue. I do love the feeling that people are kind of like, F you, mainstream media. Like, yeah. you can't manufacture this kind of $540 million in a month, the number of volunteers, you know, the number of registered voters. I mean, it's not our imagination, is it, the enthusiasm? It is provable by provable, like, barometers.
Absolutely, 100%. It's organic, which is the most important thing, right? There's all these Harris calls on Zoom calls, deadheads and white dudes and, you know, you name it. That's an organic thing. You know, I used to tour with bands, right? And the thing that makes a really successful, like, touring operation is a grassroots fan base. Phish has never had a song on the radio, and they're the number one draw every year. The Grateful Dead toured for 50 years, you know, without any kind of airwave support. So my point is, you don't need mainstream media and corporate sort of gatekeepers to be successful. And if you do build a movement that way from the ground up, you're unstoppable, and nothing can take it away. And I think that's what's going to happen with Harris Walz.
You know, and by the way, so you had tweeted, I look forward to taking a picture in front of a certain person's grave someday with a big smile on my face and a thumbs up right after I zip up my fly. We made the same joke, but I just saw it. I was like, oh, I made that same, some version of that, that same joke. And I think it was, oh, Greg Proop said, this day I await with great anticipation. I was saying, he does something despicable pretty much every day, but I just buried my mom with my dad at Arlington, and this just hit me to my core, this latest despicable, ghoulish thumbs up, and then physically shoving one of these amazing people that I've met that work at Arlington and take their jobs so seriously. And, yeah. You know, and then J.D. Vance trying to make it seem like, first of all, Kamala Harris didn't say a thing about it, and he tells her to go to hell, and she's despicable over the Arlington controversy, right?
It's beyond maddening. It's typical Trump. You know, we were talking about TV before. I worked in live TV for decades, and like the height of a lot of what I did was after 9/11, in the peak years of Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, wars. And we'd have troops, you know, as you know, coming home all the time with major injuries and stuff. And every time I did a live show, we would reach out to a vet's org and say, does anybody want to come? Do you want to have free tickets? I used to do the thing at the Super Bowl in the third quarter where we'd have a camera shot of some vets, because we wanted to, like, let the people know people are sacrificing on your behalf so we can have this fun night. The only show that never happened on was Celebrity Apprentice, because Trump didn't want him around, because he thinks people with injuries and vets are beneath him. He threatened to disown Don Jr. Don Jr. wanted to join the Marines, and Trump was like, "You're cutting out of the, I'm cutting you out of the will if you do that."
I thought of you. Someone in Mark said Trump and Dan ditched their wives on the campaign trail. This duo running for president, vice president, the GOP ticket, hold themselves up to be some apostles of family values. However, in stark contrast to Harris and Walz, their wives and families are largely absent on the campaign trail, with the exception of maybe Don Jr. I mean, it really is so laughable. This is a family values party, right? And you look at the genuine affection in the Walz and Harris families, right?
Absolutely. You know, and that's the difference. It's a guy who doesn't care about family, who doesn't care about our vets. He shouldn't be allowed to step foot on that hallowed ground. As you well know, as many of us know, the sacrifices are immeasurable. To use that for a campaign ad, to go back to your, you know, earlier point, is beyond enraging. And then to, you know, you saw his family at their convention. Compare the two, you know, compare Gus Walz and that beautiful display of emotion, which made me cry happily in front of the television screen. Like, that's beautiful. That's love. That's the kind of thing you can't fake. Just like we're talking about the campaign momentum, it's authentic. Authentic love. You can't fake, and people feel it in their hearts.
We've been talking about, you could see, like, Melania avoiding his kiss at the RNC, him avoiding Tiffany's kiss. I mean, it's just, they're so awkward and weird. That's why that sticks, you know? They don't act like any other humans or families we know, right?
100%. I mean, I took care of the family. That was my role on Celebrity Apprentice. There's no affection. There's no affection even between the kids. They hate each other. Vonky hates Don Jr. Eric is just like wandering around looking for Twizzlers. Like, it's the most dysfunctional.
So like, East Coast.
That is going to stick in my head forever. Anybody got Twizzler?
Yeah.
So, no, we always say, particularly Chris and I, we say for years, we're not conspiracy theorists. You know, with Jim Ward, we used to be like, oh, God, don't say the thing about a plane didn't hit the Pentagon. But so we're just not.
Right.
But, you know, this assassination attempt, everybody's saying it. You've been talking. It's just so much smells to high heaven. And just because, first of all, he and Eric both said half his ear is blown off. He wears a Kotex for a week. Then there's not even a scratch. We have no medical information whatsoever, right? I mean, what did I read yesterday? The family of the shooter and the other people injured have been, like, threatened to stay silent. Like, what is going on, do you think?
I think it smells. I think it stinks to high heaven, and I agree with you. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, right? But January 6th was a conspiracy, right? So conspiracies do exist, and that's the kind of guy who gets involved in them any chance he gets. I worked on all the 9/11 memorials. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Whatever, you know, like, reputation I have, I would put on the line to say that something doesn't add up. It's not right there. And I don't have the answers, but Trump is not somebody who's worthy of the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And I've been around him. I know the man. The way he reacted in the moments after the shooting are not normal. It looked very rehearsed.
Staged.
You know?
Everybody said that.
Right.
Well, and
that's
also, this whole, the Republicans, you know, they didn't go to the site like everybody. You can tell they're working on their own conspiracy. Didn't Trump just try to imply that, you know, Biden and Harris ordered the hit on him? Speaking of crazy conspiracies, but you just said Trump is the kind of man who would sacrifice one of his supporters without blinking an eye, and everything about his initial photo op reaction to his quote-unquote assassination attempt and the way he used the images on the story since tells me that's exactly what he did. Flynn is the sort who could pull it off. Donald sought out sympathetic Secret Service agents since day one. That part is not secret. Hence the deleted agents' texts after J6 and the transfers to Tampa, nothing about this feels legitimate. I mean, I think that's why, just because there's always a cover-up with him.
Absolutely. If he had gone right to the hospital and a doctor came out and gave a press conference,
a real doctor,
nothing happened, right? Or yes. Nothing to be wary of. But he didn't do that. He kept it secret after what we saw on stage, what looked suspicious. You know, there's no doubt people were killed. Somebody got killed and the shooter got killed, and that's a tragedy. But that kind of tragedy means nothing to Donald Trump. That's why he used the guy as a prop at the convention, not even a week later.
Yeah.
You know? So I wouldn't give him the benefit of the doubt, and he's capable of that and a lot worse, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, we all condemned it immediately. The Secret Service obviously effed up, you know. But you're right. You're just like, what? That doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. That they let him keep popping up and for the photo op and the fist, and that they told them there was a shooter. Like they had even 40 seconds knowing there's a shooter on the roof, that they didn't tackle him and get him out of there. Like all of it is just like, what?
It makes no sense. I've been around the Secret Service a lot. I went to high school with Bobby Engel, who's the guy that Trump choked in the back of his SUV, who's a former Marine, you know?
Yeah.
Those guys, they all got transferred down to Tampa after January 6th. They deleted their text, you know? Trump surrounds himself with the kind of agents and cops and stuff that would go along with his grift and with his sort of, you know, ideology.
Yeah.
He seeks those guys out.
Well,
you know?
Noel, that has been said that's one of the problems. They're too deferential to him. Because you're like, why would they let him go get his shoes and keep popping his head up and, I mean, all that stuff. Yeah.
When Reagan got shot, they tackled him and threw him in the car.
Yeah.
You know, like, once there's an incident, the Secret Service generally takes over and you're just something they're protecting. You're not say, hey, I'm looking for my shoes. Let me check my hair. Let me stand up and, you know, get this.
But you know what it is? Almost someone said it at the time. They're like, you know, live your life in such a way that at least half the world doesn't think you faked your own assassination attempt just because he's so full of it that you're like, there's got to be something off with this, you know. Even to the point of him going, oh, I took a bullet for democracy, when clearly it was not a bullet or his ear would have been gone. It was something, right?
Absolutely. And people who go through trauma don't generally sell coffee table books with images of it
right.
2 weeks after, right? It doesn't, it's not something you want to look at, right? If it's real blood all over your face, you're like, I don't want to see that. That was one of the worst days of my life. I almost died and somebody did. Let's move on. That's not Trump. He's grifting off it and that should make everybody suspicious.
Yep, absolutely. 19, is there an NFT available about of it yet?
I'm sure there is.
Oh, I'd like to buy that. 19... Stupidest timeline ever. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a travel pony like Chris LaVoy,
uh-huh.
he's like having a dressage horse. I need to make sure that he's muscled up at all times. Tony Horton, P90X guy. He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. We couldn't do our normal exercise when we were at the DNC. So we had to, stay right. Whey protein or plant protein comes in either one. Strawberry, chocolate, vanilla, what do you like? What do you have? Helps you supercharge your muscles, boost your energy, helps you slim down. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in fitness, save 30%. You can get a 90-day guarantee, satisfaction guarantee. Mypowerlife.com, type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may occur.
Could be worse. How? Could be raining.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Most wine lovers know Bordeaux for its fine, sophisticated, and expensive wines. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. They strive, though, to create wine of extraordinary quality that doesn't break the bank. And let me tell you, their rosé sure made a fan out of me. Chateau Auguste is the wine for those who take their fun seriously. They even have music played to the vines twice a day. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Club, Best Wine by Varietal, the Gold Medal, and Best in Show by Quality. Organically grown, no colorings or flavorings, the grapes are hand-picked with stems attached to prevent premature oxidation and keep the wine as fresh as possible. Right now, SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to AugustGrandRosé.com. That's six bottles for $98 and free delivery. The promo code is Stephanie, 50% off with the promo code Stephanie. AugustGrandRosé.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever. The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Stephanie Miller.
You may have thought you just saw Jody Hamilton feeling ourselves up, but we were discussing our mammograms coming up that we're both, she's out getting one and I'm overdue. Okay, but also I did feel myself up. That's the whole reason for sexy liberals, for me to touch myself inappropriately.
If I did that, you would fire me.
No, I would not. Touch yourself? You called me the C word and I didn't fire you. Hi, good morning, Noel. How are you?
Good morning, Stephanie. Good to see you.
Okay. So we just had George Conway on for the first time, who also doing the Lord's work on the social media like you. He did not know who my dad was until how many minutes into the interview?
It's like 15 minutes.
I'm right in the shadow of a giant Goldwater Miller sign. Anyway, he's obviously one of the many Republicans that has been, you know, speaking out of the dangers of Trump. We hung out with Olivia Troy last week. She was on the show. Stephanie Grisham. But, I mean, boy, everyone from them to this poor worker at Arlington, scared of Trump's thugs, right? They're getting swatted. They're getting these horrible threats. The Arlington worker said she's not going to file suit because she's scared. I mean, it's when... Please tell me this reign of terror is going to be over in November, Noel.
It will be. He'll lose. He'll lose, and he'll continue the kind of intimidation tactics, and it'll be loud and noisy probably until inauguration, and then hopefully it'll die down. A certain element will always be with us. It'll take a generation to wash out the stink, unfortunately.
Yeah. Like the clap or herpes. It will always...
Exactly. You know. But it will go away. But the intimidation is real. And if you think about what those brave souls that lie at rest in Arlington Cemetery fought for, it was precisely against what Trump is doing, intimidating people, you know, for doing their jobs, for political speech. Right. Yeah. You know, they wanted to prevent Trump from breaking a rule. And she was scared to press charges because MAGA, his political party, would attack her personally. That's not what we do in this country.
Yeah.
We settle our differences at the voting box, at the ballot box. That's what it's all about.
I think once and for all, we are going to punch the bully in the nose in November. And I love the way this Harris campaign is running. And I have to say, I think that what's his name? Vance. It's like one of the worst campaigns in history. George was retweeting Mark Caputo, who said Trump's in little danger of losing Florida. Well, I don't know about that. But his staff is in great danger of incurring his wrath if he and his Palm Beach pals don't see his ads at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, the fact that he's spending campaign money just to see nice ads about him at Mar-a-Lago tells you everything you need to know about his ego, right, and how badly this campaign's being run.
Absolutely. Everything. It's a grift. The whole base of the operations is down there in Palm Beach. I'm down there next week. I'm going to go down a bunch of times before November and report from there because I write Noel's Notes, Substack stuffs from there, and I can really fictionalize it because that's where a lot of the bad actors congregate that support Trump world. And they don't do it for patriotism. They do it to get another mega yacht, you know, to park on the intercoastal highway in front of their mansions. You know, that's who Trump's real constituency is the guys down there who don't want to pay their fair share, and they have no problem electing a fascist, you know, con man so they can get out of their civic duty, essentially.
You know,
and Florida's
And I was just going to say, and I find Kamala Harris's story so compelling, too, and so much more relatable. Like, she talked about they weren't able to afford their first house until she was a teenager. And so just her talking about affordable housing and her plan on that. Donald Trump's never lived a life like any normal person, right? It's the Michelle Obama thing of the affirmative action of inherited wealth, right?
Yeah, he was a millionaire at 11 months old because his dad was trying to get out of paying taxes himself. So he would park money in these, like, you know, trust funds that he set up for his kids. By the time Trump was 3 years old, he was a multimillionaire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, more Noel Kassler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
In times like these, violence in our schools is a reality. So it's important to know what to do if a dangerous situation arises, and also how to prevent it. Kids, never bring a weapon to school. And if you see a student with one, or even hear someone talking about having a weapon, report it immediately. If something doesn't seem right or look right to you, speak up. If someone you know is showing signs of anger, or if you are feeling out of control, tell someone. If you feel threatened or bullied, tell someone. Violent acts often start out as small disagreements. Tell a parent or teacher if you see an argument taking place. It's better to let someone know about a disagreement before it gets out of hand. Let's put an end to these tragedies. Ask your school to adopt an anti-violence program. Visit ncpc.org to learn more about how to keep your school safe. That's ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds, over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day. If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that, and that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey,
In other words, if we had an honest vote counter, a really honest vote counter, I'd do great with the Hispanics, great. I mean, at a level that no Republican's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had an honest vote counter,
yep.
I would win California.
Sure.
Yeah. You think so?
Oh, I think so. I do. I see it. I go around California. They have Trump signs all over the place.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
It's very dishonest. Everything is mail-in.
Yeah.
They send out 38 million ballots. I think it is around 36, 38 million ballots. They send them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Imagine.
Make it easier for people to vote. Yeah.
Uh-huh. California wants people to vote.
Yeah. No, are we lucky that he lives in a delusion where he would win California and that he thinks the Fox News polls are wrong showing Kamala Harris winning? I guess it's good, right? We're just like, yeah, it's real good what you're doing.
Yeah, he saw a couple signs on the way in from the airport his private 757, so he must be popular.
Yeah, there's a couple boats and not really a parade, but a boat thing in Marina.
That's how they handle him, though. They put him around things that, like, feed his ego because his needs are so immediate. He wants music to play when he walks in the room. He wants to get high, and he wants to hit on women. That's Trump. And if you can manipulate him, you can move him around any way you want.
Yep.
I mean, but that's what I meant when we were just talking about the money they're spending on ads just that he sees in Mar-a-Lago. Everyone in Mar-a-Lago is already voting for him, but it's just, you're right, it's his ego. This one, the terrifying thing. Hang on. Here we go.
Once we're going to fix the country, and it's not going to be important for you to come, and we're not going to need you voted, but we need the votes now.
So this latest failed business, Truth Social, Noel. So if Trump wants to tap into a cash windfall that awaits him in his stake in Trump, whatever, the parent company of Truth Social, his time is coming soon, but there are also indications some of the company's insider are seeing the writing on the wall. It's not good. Stock has plummeted 40% in the past month. The executives have already started cashing in their stock as the value plummets. I love this. One analyst said if Trump were to sell a large number of shares and the stock price tanks, to some degree he would be burning his own supporters who bought the stock. Politically, that may not play out real well for him. He doesn't care, does he? Like, he will take the money, won't he?
He's got the order to sell already in with his broker, I promise you. The second he's allowed to dump that stock, he's going to dump it, and he's going to burn all those fools who invested in it. Mm-hmm. And people forget, he fell for a couple supporters. One of them was an ex-apprentice contestant who propositioned him with that idea at a diner in Fort Lauderdale. They were like, hey, you should start your own version of Twitter, and we'll help you. He burned those guys by diluting the shares, and they had to sue him in Delaware court. He'll do any nasty, bad thing you can do to make.
So we were talking about the assassination attempt. CNN's fact check Trump's suggestion that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were to blame for his assassination attempt. Trump said when this happened, people would ask, whose fault is it? I think to a certain extent it's Biden's fault and Harris's fault. And I'm the opponent. They were weaponizing the government against me. They brought in the whole DOJ to try to get me. They weren't too interested in my health and safety. They were making it very difficult to have proper staffing in terms of Secret Service. I mean, we have to be ready for, they are going to blame Kamala Harris for absolutely everything, right?
And he doesn't mention that President Biden and Vice President Harris tried to outlaw the kind of weapons that were used in his assassination attempt, and his party blocked that, as they have done every year since, you know, the weapons, assault weapons ban expired that Clinton put in. So, you know, they didn't endanger his life. They're protecting his life, and it's dangerous to spew lies like that.
Well, and also, speaking of conspiracy theories, I'm like, really? We put out a hit on him and we chose a 20-year-old white registered Republican?
Yeah, who wasn't apparently that great a shot. Like, you know, it's not funny, but like, if the government wants you dead, you're dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if the government has a conspiracy to assassinate you, you're not going to, you know, you're probably going to get assassinated. Like, you know, but it's just, it's maddening. And the fact that people buy it, it's the same people who are going to get hurt in, God forbid, a next Trump term. You know, the same people that wave around the flags and serve our country are the same people he is dishonoring with this rhetoric.
Yeah. So let's talk about indictments just because it makes me feel good. Reindicted and it feels so good. He is terrified, isn't he, of going to prison? I mean, it really is one of the, you know, the, to me, the major issues of this, you know, election is, do we have a democracy? Do we have a rule of law or not? Because, you know, if God forbid he gets reelected, all these cases go away. If not, I really do believe they're all going to, he is going to go to prison at some point. I mean, he's succeeded in delay for sure.
Yeah.
But talk about that a little bit.
He's a master at manipulating the court system. He was involved in over 4,000 lawsuits before he became president, right? But those were all civil suits, civil cases. And he knows how to lawyer up. He knows how to drag it out so you'll settle for pennies on the dollar. He can't do that with these cases, with these federal cases. He knows he stole the documents. He knows he conspired to overturn the election. He knows he called up the, you know, Secretary of State of Georgia and said, I need to find 11,300 votes or whatever it was, because we heard him do it.
Yeah.
You know? So he knows they have him dead to rights, and he knows his only chance of getting out of it is to win the election and to throw the cases out. And I agree with you. You know, they're not going away if we do the right thing and show up and vote in November.
Yeah, that's the jury verdict is November 5th, right? I love this. So Speaker Pelosi was on tape. You know, her daughter obviously did this documentary. And I loved actually what she said on tape. She said Trump has to pay a price. For January 6th, I think that's part of what we're all hoping for. She said, I think our focus has to be on the president. Let's not differ. I've never liked Sund, she said at the time. You know, she said, I think he should have been gone a long time ago. And anyway, they're trying to say that she admitted on tape that it was her fault about the National Guard. She said no such thing. Right?
She said no such thing.
Absolutely, she didn't say that. She was one of the people who was getting hunted by the mob that
right.
he incited to attack our Capitol.
Right. She said, in fact, she said, why weren't the National Guard there to begin with? Which means, obviously, she wasn't in charge of the National Guard there, right?
She absolutely wasn't in
right.
charge of that. And the DOD had taken steps to make sure there wouldn't be the proper security in
yep.
place, because that was part of the conspiracy that Trump and his enablers enacted. You know, they wanted to do what they almost got away with doing. And we all saw it play out on live television. And now he's trying to rewrite history, and he has people like Speaker Johnson helping him in that, you know? And that's what we can't whitewash. To go back to your earlier point about the corporate media, they're platforming some of the people that were behind January 6th at this point and not mentioning January 6th. And that's a disservice to democracy itself, because something like that cannot stand.
Yeah. I say almost every day, God bless Mark Elias. Thank God for him and the work, because that's the thing I'm most concerned about. You know, this is they're clearly preparing just to cheat. They're not really preparing to win. I mean, and we were saying some of these sound bites with Donald, he seems like he's given up. He is so low energy, and it seems like he knows he's going to lose, and this is all they have. But let's listen to Mark Elias. He's talking about North Carolina. Yeah, cut to, sorry.
North Carolina is a toss-up state, and I think Republicans are very nervous about that. It is also one of the most gerrymandered states in the country. The legislature in North Carolina is pound for pound as gerrymandered as any in the country and as crazy as any in the country. And what is standing between that legislature and, you know, and the worst of the worst is a Democratic governor.
Yeah, one more, Mark Elias.
Josh Stein is on the ballot and got to keep that governorship moving forward. But in the meantime, you know, Republicans, the RNC just filed two more lawsuits in North Carolina. We expect even more coming, you know, and my message to the Republicans in North Carolina is we have beaten you in court before and we will beat you again.
Yeah, I mean, this is state after state. We did a whole bunch of stories yesterday. Everything they're doing is trying to suppress the vote. And you know, like Michelle Obama said, we just have to overwhelm their efforts to suppress, don't we?
Yeah, Michelle's right and Mark is right. And that's what they're going to do. And you're correct. You're absolutely correct. Trump has given up. He knows he's not going to win the popular vote. And he knows he's not going to win a legitimate, you know, vote by plurality. What he's going to try to win by is what Mark said, the gerrymandered districts and the ones that are close enough that he can contest it. And he can say, I'm not counting those votes in Wisconsin, you know, in Milwaukee. They cheated, or Pittsburgh or North Carolina or Georgia. Right. And he's hoping to make enough noise and chaos that he can claim victory early on election night. I would urge your viewers, that's what you have to watch out for, is him coming out and saying, stop counting the votes. I won. Anything else is they're trying to steal your election again. Take to the streets, good people of MAGAville, you know, and intimidating people.
Let's remind people of that, Noel, that they did that on purpose, that they count the mail-in votes last so that it would seem like there was a red wave on election night. That, you know, and again, we have it out here in California. There's nothing wrong with mail-in voting. Donald Trump is mail-in voted.
Right.
Yeah.
It is actually more secure because they have all your information or you wouldn't get a ballot. They have your driver's license. They have all your ID, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how our veterans vote that are deployed overseas. The same people he's proclaiming to honor when he's shooting campaign videos on their great sides. That's how their votes come in. So, you know, there's no difference between a mail-in ballot and somebody who stands in line. And I'll say one more thing. After the last election, a place like Georgia put in all these rules like you can't give people water who are standing in line in the heat and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we should be prepared for a lot of that. People showing up to vote and their name isn't on the registered. You know, check it now. Don't wait till November.
They want people to vote on election day so they can intimidate them, so they can make them stand, you know, in eight-hour lines, have to get child care, have to get off from work. You know, stand in the rain, you know, be intimidated by poll watchers. I mean, so that's why, you know, we keep saying if you can vote by mail, vote early, vote however you have to. But speaking of conspiracy theories, I just wanted to say this story. Donald Trump is quietly courting voters who lurk in the dark corners of the internet and see conspiracy theorist Bobby Kennedy Jr. as a beacon of hope, according to a new Salon analysis. We're talking about QAnon. Like, he's literally going for the lunatic fringe vote. I mean,
yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why he's got Mike Flynn still working on his behalf. You know, Mike Flynn is all intertwined with the QAnon thing. And that stuff is dangerous. It may seem marginal and fractional, but fractional, you know, one insect can ruin a whole field of grain. You know, those guys can do real damage. And in past years and past political movements, people didn't have YouTube. They couldn't sit up at 3 a.m. and, you know, research some crazy, you know, conspiracy theory about vaccines.
Yeah.
And look what happened after COVID pandemic. Nobody talked about, like, this kind of stuff before. And then you had podcasters like, yeah, the vaccines are bad for you. It's like, what? It's saving our lives, you know?
But these are the people that think, you know, John F. Kennedy Jr. is still alive and is coming back. They said Kennedy has Bobby has a special appeal to a group that isn't mentioned so much in the mainstream media anymore, but whose bizarre ideas still hold power over millions. QAnon, a cult-like conspiracy community that believes Trump is a savior sent to stop an imaginary cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. The one guy that was on Epstein's plane is the guy they think is going to save them, right?
Exactly. And people buy this craziness and they spread it to each other. And, you know, it's a bigger threat than we think about. You're absolutely right. It's not mentioned a lot anymore, but it's still out there. And he's trying to activate whatever kind of chaos he can, whatever kind of crazy theme. He doesn't care. He's got no morality.
This is so, I think, on point, Noel, in Salon. Trump has a stench of desperation to him as Harris rises in the polls. The choice is yet another indicator of how much the Trump campaign strategy depends on appealing to fringe constituencies in hopes they turn out just enough creeps and conspiracy theorists to eke out a win in the swing states. The best Trump can hope for is to distract enough of them with conspiracy theories like QAnon that they forget his dangerous real-life conspiracies like Project 2025. You know, I guess the polling I'm seeing so far, the Bobby Kennedy thing makes no difference. Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think it makes much of a difference, you know, a fraction of a difference in poll numbers. It will make a difference in what you just illuminated, though. It will perhaps activate the fringe element. And those are the same kind of people he's going to be calling on after the election to show up outside polling places when they're counting the votes in Arizona and intimidate people and say Satan wants Harris to win and all the kind of lunacy we saw in Arizona after 2020. You know,
yeah.
So that's where that element can be a strategic benefit. And I think that's part of his motivation. He needs those guys for after Election Day.
You know,
make a bunch of
interesting, though, no one top Republican donor slammed Trump for what he called the self-destructive decision to invite Bobby Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard onto his transition team and warned that embracing the fringe will offend moderate Republicans, called anti-vax kook Kennedy and Gabbard for having supported Bernie Sanders. I mean, there's no governing philosophy other than they're all a bunch of fringe kooks.
Yeah, freaks. Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, that's just freak. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, you know, and those, you know, she was a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's insane. Like, she was so obviously out of her mind from the beginning, you know, and crazy. It's crazy time. Like you said earlier, I can't even believe we live in this timeline. Every day I'm like, I'm done. I'm not commenting on this anymore. And by 6 o'clock, I'm like, oh my God, can you believe this happened? And I'm tweeting.
I was so tired after the DNC. I came down here, stumbled down the stairs Monday morning. I said, Jody, did Trump just do a thumbs up at a soldier's grave in Arlington? And Bobby Kennedy saw a whale's head off. And she's like, yes. And I was like, all right. All right. Back to work.
Exactly. I was sitting on the beach for the last 2 days on coastal Connecticut because I'm like, I just need to go stare at waves. I texted Jody a week ago. I was like, or emailed. I was like, I'm sitting here looking at waves because it's the only way. I turn off my phone. I put it in the beach bag and I just stare at waves.
It's a real life wave machine. We're going to need that for just a while to decompress from these 8 years. But all right. We have one more segment with Noel Castler, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company.
That's it.
Right? We did steal their act. I mean, I didn't know I was, you know.
You kind of did.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll do a Noel Castler line and I pretend like I thought of it, but then I don't know where. I soaked it in from somewhere. I wasn't aware I was stealing.
You have 3 hours to fill.
That's right. Listen, they've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits, Rainforest Action Network, Planned Parenthood, ACLU, on and on, Transgender Law Center, all the places we love. Join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company and the nation's most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. What are you waiting for? Take your current phone. Take your current number. Get in. Here we go. CredoMobile.com. And for back to school, they will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them. They'll donate $50 to Donors Choose, which will help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, things like art supplies, technology, and diverse books. Learn more at credomobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
I'll say this about Stephanie's show. She's as harmless as a kitten.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, picture this, a stranger with a crowbar pries open a window, a fire breaks out in the kitchen, deadly carbon monoxide leaks into your home at 2 a.m. In moments like these, every second counts. That's why you need Simply Safe Home Security. With Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation, sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, agents can even see and speak to intruders in your home, warning them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or cancellation fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every single day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join countless listeners and me who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Save 20% on a new system today. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Steven Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and never since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, crew.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate at the state prison in Green Bay is dead. Corrections officials say it appears his cellmate killed him Tuesday. It's the latest in a string of inmate deaths at Wisconsin's oldest maximum security prisons since last year. The presidential campaign returns to battleground Wisconsin. Last night in De Pere, Republican running mate J.D. Vance spoke against the high cost of living.
Wages have failed to keep pace with the price of groceries, the price of housing. So you've got people working harder and harder, feeling like they can't get ahead.
De Pere Democratic Assembly candidate Christy Welch blames businesses for keeping costs high after the pandemic.
The term that a lot of people have probably heard, but you know, that is referred to as greedflation.
She's running against Republican Benjamin Franklin. Donald Trump campaigns in La Crosse tonight. Civic Media has special coverage starting at 6. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. In an update to a story we brought you yesterday, Fitchburg police have identified the person they believe is responsible for vandalizing Dream Court. Multiple times this summer, someone has driven over the basketball court at Western Hills Park. Fitchburg police put out a surveillance photo of the car from a neighbor's security camera. That truck was really distinctive. It had a red cab and a black bed. Well, after police put out that photo, they got a tip that led them to a Madison 19-year-old. That suspect will likely be charged with criminal damage to property. The Parks Department will now get to work soon fixing the court. And Amazon will be using local builders to create its new warehouse in Cottage Grove. According to the Cap Times, state and local leaders were pushing for the giant to use local contractors and companies. The distribution center will be at the corner of County Highways TT and N. It'll be 3.4 million square feet and create 1,500 jobs. They're expected to break ground next month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy and warm today, with high temperatures still smacking the mid-80s. We've got a line of heavy rain and thunderstorms headed our way late tonight. This could also be packing some gusty winds and small hail. But after this passes, a beautiful Labor Day weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson and just give him, give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Thursday, so we're talking all things sports balls with Paul Noonan and then weather and wine with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
We played that yesterday. But you were saying it, Noel. This campaign is so organic. And how else do you say it? She's cool, like Obama. Remember when they started putting his speeches to Black Eyed Peas songs? Because it just, her dancing, there's all these TikTok montages. It's just, there's a genuine excitement, isn't there?
Absolutely. It's cool. She is cool. She's a real person, and you want to hang out with her, just like Obama. It's the same vibe. You know, I got to be around Obama, as I said, at the Sexy Liberal show. You know, it was like, I was like, man, that guy's cool. Like, you know, you think he'll be my best friend? You know, like, you want it. You see Kamala, you watch her cooking, you're like, that looks so good. I want to go to her house and eat.
I just thought that this morning. I'm like,
crack an egg with one hand.
Yeah, she can.
I know. I just want to cook and eat with her. She's so fantastic. So real quick, so the CNN interviews tonight, this is why I just love, we're all kind of like, screw you, mainstream media. But he's already working the refs. He's like, Dan and Jake were fair, been firm in my CNN debate with Joe Crooked Joe. Yeah, because they did zero fact checking. He said, this is a chance for Dana Bash to reach real stardom while at the same time doing a great service for our now failing country. Good luck, Dana. Do the right thing, DJT. Okay, I love that.
That was a threat.
He had to sign it.
Uh-huh.
Right, but This is the thing. He wants no fact-checking, but, you know, them to go extra rough on Harris, right?
Exactly. It'll drive him crazy. Yeah. The attention will drive him crazy. He's never entered a level playing field in his life. He needs the cards to be stacked in his favor, or he can't compete because he's deeply inferior, and he knows it. He's been handed everything he needs.
We love you, Noel Kassler.
Love you guys, too. And that excitement.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogie. And director Sean Hannish joins the show to talk about his documentary, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.